Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 140. And today on Tuesday Talk, Musings on Skills. I had this thought about skills last week. It would be a very long list if I could remember everything I know how to do at some level. It would make for a very complex character sheet if you were to convert that into a role-playing game. The argument about skills is probably endless, with many with the take of you don't need to have any skills, to others you need a skill for everything, and you can go overboard with the you need a skill for everything. If it's not on the list, you can't do it. Reading's not on the list, you can't read. Taking the subway, the bus, or other urban transport, not on the list, you have to walk. Of course, that's the ridiculous extreme, but that's why I like less fiddly bits in-game. At least for D&D and fantasy. For certain genres like spies or science fiction, certain lists of skills do come in handy. And think about it. What kinds of things do you know how to do that most other people know how to do? You know how, if you're a listener of my podcast, you at least understand a certain amount of English and can probably speak it and read it. You can operate a computer, cell phone, or other device to get internet access to listen to the podcast. You know some little bit of troubleshooting, like charging your phone, plugging in your computer, plugging in the router, turning on the Wi-Fi, etc. All these little things go into the very simple task of listening to an internet-based podcast. One could go on and on about the level of detail one needs. You don't have to be a programmer to know how to go online and find information nowadays. You don't have to be an electrician to change a light bulb. So many things are pretty easy. But you can get into the weeds, so to speak, when it comes to listing skills. Not everybody knows how to hunt and fish. Not everybody knows how to prepare a fish or prepare an animal that they've caught in the hunt, whether by a snare or bow and arrow or firearms. Not everybody knows how to start a fire, even with matches. Unless you add in kerosene, gasoline, lighter fluid, or charcoal starter fluid. Some people don't know how to recognize poison ivy and poison oak. Some people are not allergic to poison ivy and poison oak. That's not a skill, but you may not be as good at finding it if you're not as allergic as some people are to the oils of those plants. Some people can't tell different trees apart. Some people can't tell different ethnicities apart that come from generally the same location on the globe, speaking of millions of square miles. Some people can't tell accents apart or place accents. It's amazing the number of people I know that think the Australian accent, the New Zealand accent, and the various English accents are all from England. Well, yes, the originators of the people's ancestors may be from England and the British Isles. The current speakers may never have been to England. So, think of the most obscure thing you know how to do. Do you think of it often? There are several obscure things I know how to do that I don't think about every day. And because I don't do them every day, I'm pretty rusty. If I had to, I could probably figure out quite a few things. I know how to use most hand tools. I could build something if I had to. And if I had more practice, I'm sure I could do it much more efficiently than I could right at this moment. So I think the key with skills is if you're going to have skills, they need to make sense in the game you're running, and it needs to not go to the extreme. I recall in AD&D that wizards are not proficient in swords, so they couldn't even pick one up. Well, that's ridiculous. It's not that you can't pick one up, it's that you've got a massive penalty to hit. It's clerics can't use edged weapons, so they can't even touch them. Well, of course they can touch them. Some of the interpretations are ridiculous. People that live in a medieval level of technology don't know how to start a fire. I believe I've covered that in a past episode. While most people could start a fire, in my estimation, if it was in dry conditions, low wind, other types of characters like rangers and druids and people that are outdoorsy type people like hunters and trappers probably have gotten pretty good at starting fires with stronger winds or certain amounts of rain, because if they couldn't start a fire, they would die. So I can see where at certain levels, some degree of skill might be necessary or some role of some sort to see if the character can pull it off. But an exhaustive list of skills, you could fill an encyclopedia with lists of skills and still not cover everything, because there'd always be something that wouldn't be in the rule book, so to speak. So for my way of thinking, less rules is better. Have a simple framework that can cover things, and rulings to fill in the gaps, I think, works well. Of course, that assumes the game master and all the players are in agreement with that style. But I found the older I get, the more frustrating it is to try to learn a new system with all its little intricacies that once upon a time I would dig into that stuff and eat it up. But now it's like, I don't want to put that much time into that. I want to get on in game. So those are my thoughts. Before I go, I just wanted to ask everybody to check out the Kickstarter for Destination Fantastic by Satine Phoenix and Stefan Picorni. I've mentioned it the last several podcasts. They're down to less than 3 days to go. And if you've already backed it or you can't afford to back it, please share it with others. Let's get the word out. I'd really like to see this thing come together. They've got some really creative ideas. They are over halfway there, which some people may say, oh, it's not worth it to try, but it's always worth it to try. So please help them out. And I did have a train slow me down before I got started recording, so it didn't fit in naturally. But my son David was playing live streaming over the weekend, and the train was interrupting him, and he made up a little song called Train Break that he let me record that off of his live stream, and I'll just share the two versions of that he made. Thank you all very much for listening. I hope you're having an awesome day. And as always, game on.
Train break. Train break is in the train.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF. Published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!